is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 28th of June, 2007. Today's the anniversary of the event that set off World War I and the day the treaty was signed that officially brought the war to a close. The assassination of the Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife by a Bosnian revolutionary on this day, 1914, in Sarajevo, touched off the war. Bosnia was a rebellious province of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The prince insisted on going there anyway. A bomb was thrown at his car earlier in the day, but he went on, made an appearance at City Hall for a speech by the mayor. And then security men decided that he should be driven to the train station right away by the widest, straightest street so the car could go at top speed. But they forgot to tell his chauffeur, who took them down the route that had been published in the newspaper, a narrow street where the car stopped to turn around a few feet away from a 19-year-old assassin named Gavrilo Princip with a .38-caliber Browning pistol in his pocket. Just a few feet away, he fired two shots, killed the Archduke and his wife. 1 month later, Austria used it as an excuse to declare war on Serbia, even though Serbia had nothing to do with the assassination, and Germany backed Austria. Russia chose to defend Serbia. France entered the war against Germany when Germany invaded Belgium. Great Britain got involved as well, having pledged to defend Belgium from any invaders. And so this series of alliances led to the largest war ever conducted in history at that point. About 10 million people died in the next 4 years of fighting. And then 5 years later, on this day in 1919, the war was brought to a close by the signing of the Treaty of Versailles, which redrew the maps of Eastern Europe and the Middle East, the war having led to the end of so many different empires, the German, the Ottoman, Tsarist Russia, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And Woodrow Wilson and Georges Clemenceau of France and David Lloyd George of Great Britain sat behind closed doors and drew up new maps and created new countries, Yugoslavia, which collapsed into civil war in the 1990s, and Iraq. Just about every major European or Middle Eastern conflict in the last few decades can be traced back to that treaty and the decisions those three men made in 1919. Ho Chi Minh was working in a kitchen at the Ritz Hotel in Paris, sent a petition appealing for the independence of his home country, Vietnam. That petition was ignored, and so even the war in Vietnam can be traced back to it. As Clemenceau said, it is much easier to make war than peace. Here's a poem for today, a poem from 1779 by John Newton, entitled Faith's Review and Expectation. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. John Newton's Faith's Review and Expectation from 1779. The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.